There's something here built for the Roman Emperor Augusto, 6 before Christ, imagine. And then the German tribes, or they call them the barbarians, in spite of the fact that the Romans, they did real genocides, but the other ones were the barbarians, yeah. They destroyed the whole thing out of frustration, probably. That's me, next to a church. Here in La Turbie, north of Nice, which was all Roman, of course. Bloody pharaohs. They are pharaohs, don't be mistaken. Well, the barbarians are back, Romans. Now look, this is 2,000 years ago. Things they could build, eh? Barbarians are back. With their tents and everything. So this here, down here, I just walked from there. There's this, the August Tower. You know, centers of power. And just right down here is Monaco, which is a country. Red and white, same colors as Switzerland. Why red and white? Because they collaborated with the Templars so they could stay. They didn't chop their heads off like the French king. I suppose that's the palace. It's one of the places I definitely don't want to go. I already heard if you crash there with a backpack, you get arrested, and a little dictatorship. Mafia is welcome, you know. No problem, but if you just don't do anything, you come with your backpack and your gear and just sit down, you get problems. This is the Royal Mafia. Places where, you know, the royal family, they go with their yacht, and you know, it's one of their bases. Yeah. And they all got their money in Switzerland. Oh, here at the petrol station here. I was standing here at. It's next to Nice. I was standing here July the 14th, 2015, when there was the terrorist attack. I was just standing here. I just came. I was just passed by Nice when that happened. So last night I slept in a monastery here next to Nice. Very nice to let me sleep here, and they gave me some food. So there I was. That's the thing. There's quite some incredible chapel here in this monastery. Incredible. Is a new film. This guy got an Oscar once a couple of years back. So it means the return of the hero. The Frenchies, so it's an old uniform, it's probably some very old war. The Frenchies haven't had any heroes for hundreds of years. So it means the return of the hero. They want the Frenchies to do a new war for them. You know, watch my videos on Guri and watch the interview on WBAI in other news radio. And on the other side you got a demon and the Maltese cross. It comes from a pyramid. Watch my videos on Schatzefratz, that's C-H-A-T-Z, etc. Yeah. No, it's all a lie. I'm here in Strasbourg, in a suburb. So it's February 18th. I saw them in Nice, you know, many more even. Like these big ones, even bigger, but white. And then there was a terrorist attack on July 14th. So today, February 18th, I see them here. So if there's a terrorist attack, it means, as always, they do an exercise like before. So this is here in Strasbourg. There's a lot of protests going on in front of the, So these guys there, you know, they're cops, see? Where are they? Oh, they're gone. Yeah, they look like... Yeah, so there's a lot of Kurds protesting against Erdogan and, you know, his war against the Kurds. So these two guys are policemen. You wouldn't say that. You know, they're both Arabs. One is like just, you know, and the other one is calling for me, probably. Can't even film. They film you everywhere, but you can't film them. So here are the a lot of Arabs here. Well, they're probably armed. You know, they can do anything. Here's my. So that's Pharaoh. Here's me. So here in a big supermarket here. Of course, this is Freemason stuff. This means the United Kingdom of Pharaoh, the red and white checkerboard, as it should be, in a circle. So here's a big mall in France, in Mulhouse, the Carrefour and the Mulhouse. All Freemason stuff. Okay, this is how it should be, red and white, and it shouldn't be black and white, because well, it's hard to find red stone, so they did it black and white. And yeah. Yeah, this is in the Ardennes. It's all forest around here. So nobody. This is stealth. Nobody saw me come. Nobody saw me go. Last night I didn't even see there was a river there. It's not a small one either. I saw there was water. What was this say? I wonder what the name is. Some nice flowers there. Where are they? There. Nice. You know, I've been standing here since yesterday. Of course I went to sleep. So this is what's happening with the creation. This is what they're doing. They're destroying everything. The satanic pharaohs of Egypt. The satanic pharaonic aristocracy. They destroy everything. You know, there are no European kings. There never has been. Maybe it's even a falcon. You know, and they even write it on the walls in English, in next to where the Belgian Kingway is, a summer residence. We'll crush the world and freedom like a bird in our hands. You remember that one on my other channel? Well, here it is, eh? A crushed bird. Going to the petrol station there to hitchhike. What do I see? A huge Templars V. Where is it? Where they go? There it is. Templars V with a pyramid next to it. So obvious. Pharaohs. Me. I was here before and I never saw it. I told you, it's like two obelisks here. Here's one here. They even put these things here, you know, like make it look like a real obelisk. It's for nothing. It's not necessary, you know, for the construction. And now I saw it. There are three Templar V's here. One, two, three. I saw it subconsciously, actually. For Isis, Horus and Seth. Three times. Wait a minute. neither this is necessary for the construction. It is not. And the obelisk is a symbol of the pharaonic domination. And it means Templars are pharaohs. See? They are everywhere. Everywhere. And I mean the electric company, it belongs to them, of course. It's one of the key positions. That's why, you know, they didn't like Mr. Tesla very much. Nikola Tesla, the Croatian guy. Yeah, two obelisks, just in the middle of nowhere here. The enemy within, they are very real. I mean, they think about it like, you know, why, you know, they're standing here anyway. Why not make an obelisk out of it, you know? To send this message to our boys and girls. Why not put the Templar V in it? We're gonna make it anyway like this, you know? Yeah. The enemy within is very real, and they are the pharaohs of Egypt. And the Templars is their military organization. Templar Castle. Pharaohs. Me. Where am I? There. Le Château de Montfort-sur-Argent. The Castle of Montfort. Next to Brad Pitt. Already filmed it for you. Brad, he's on the other side of the hill here. Oi. I'm going past for a cup of tea. So there on top you can see the two towers of the castle. Here's a church. And here's Pharaoh. There are 9 steps going up because of the 9 original Templars. Here's a commemoration of the people who were like deported. But they were the ones who did it. The Pharaohs. You know, and their Templars. Pharaohs and the Nazi Templars. And in the middle of it there's this church. It's only 400 years old, only. And a pyramid because of the Freemasons who come out of the Templars. And the Templars, they come out of the aristocracy who come out of the pharaohs. So that's why behind a Templar, an original Templar's castle here in Montfort, there is a pyramid. Because the Templars come out of the pharaohs, or it's finally. Pharaoh, me. Let's stand up, folks, and get rid of them. Because if you believe in God, here's the church, if you believe in God, God is not our servant, but we are. We must do something. God will never do anything. He'll show us the way, if you're lucky. But we must do it. So in this church where the Templar's castle is, next to the pyramid, they got the Our Father here, hanging here with the devil symbol here, the pyramid, the Swiss cross, Templars. So I don't think Mr. Jesus here, he might be very glad with that, you know. Probably not, eh? This church actually is only from the 4th century. Hello everyone, and to the flat earthers. You see, that side is dark. And this is the side where the sun has just gone under. In Italy, in the mountains here. So if there really would be thing like a flat earth, so how come that side is light and this side is already getting dark? How come? You explain it to me, flat earthers, eh? In the mountains you can see it real good. It's getting dark. It's just between wolf and dog. Now look, light. The sun just went away there. But yeah, it's getting very dark here. The east and west. How did my nail get up there? I just cut my nails. How did it get up there? A couple of minutes later, east, and it's getting brighter, 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 west. So this is where I slept last night. Olive trees and all that. Blue sky in the winter. And yeah, I'm still alive, Swissy. You see? I'm still alive. And I tell the world what you did and who you are. What you're gonna do with us. What you did to us. And it will be remembered, Swissy. You see? It will all be remembered. The information is the biggest weapon we have. Well, almost. Yeah. And then it's nice to have two lamps, you know. I've got one lamp, I can recharge it with a USB, and I got this one with a filter on it. This is a blue filter for in the night, so they hardly anybody hardly see me, you know. You can see it here, a blue or a green filter. It hardly gives any light, so you know your main enemy. Your main enemy, if you're sleeping rough, is the human factor. You know, in most countries they're gonna bother you. That's you. That's the way humans are. They're gonna bother you, so you don't want to be seen, neither in the morning, neither in the night. So that's why you got a green pack. Take it all green. You know, and the police likes it, so you know, the police likes it. You know, you can put a little badge on it like this here. Like this, put a little badge on it. You know, they like that stuff, you know, so they'll leave you alone. You see all the fallen down trees here? Because there's a river next to it, so it's quite moist, you know, the earth. They all fall down all over here. Well, that's why I pitched my tent over there in the middle. So I hope it will fit, like tree won't hit me. So what I wanted to tell you is that I've been eating McDonald's for a month now, you know, because I can go into the drive-in and knock on the window. These are the people with some money who have a car. And so they buy me a menu like Big Mac or whatever, you know. And it gives me the thin shit. Here, I'll show it to you. Don't be disgusted. So the paper I always take with me. You see, I haven't left any papers here. And so this one is from yesterday. You know, I call it Mac thin shit. Yeah, I take a. It's still frozen. Yeah. Yeah, half frozen. Because today the temperatures are going up. Here's another one a couple of days back. You see, it's all thin shit. It's McDiarrhea. Why? Here's another one. And here's a fresh one. Well, this is not that, because I've been eating something, you know. And here's some more. Here, some more McThin shit. McThin shit. What I usually don't have. And, well, you know, the body The quickest way to eliminate is to give the body diarrhea. So this is very bad for your system. Of course it is. If I'd have a house and a possibility to cook, you know, I'll do it. Some people send me money. I'll save it up for the... I didn't even ask for it yet, you know, because some people send me money, so I'll try for the next winter, you know. I'll save it for the next winter. Maybe one winter inside. So we just had a 4 days of Siberian winter with temperatures dropping until minus 16 Celsius. In France, there were about, I think, 5 or 6 fish sticks. Homeless people who ended up like a fish stick in the morning or in the night. They probably thought that the alcohol would preserve them, you know, won't freeze them like a lot of alcohol in the blood. But they ended up like fish sticks. Just like my, just like this one here. They're not a fish stick. Yeah. So, and watch my video on my other channel, Chatsufrats, about how in my backpack I forgot a Big Mac and a hamburger. I kept it in that for 3 months, I think, and it was still okay. You know, it was hard like this, like these ones here. It was hard like a fish stick, but it wasn't. It wasn't rotten, you know. So what's wrong with it, you know? Makes you infertile, probably. And if you eat infertile sandwiches that don't rot, that's why there's so many women, the bathing machine doesn't work anymore. Many men, they don't have any more sperms, have to go to the doctor and buy some pharaonic sperms. Fill in a triple form. Please, can we have some of your sperms? You know, because we destroyed the creation, you know. So, and as I saw in my film, as you saw in my film, the statue of the woman with the skeletons growing out of the body in a Templar's commandery in Perasol, also on my other channel. So, well. And, well, that was it. McDonald's. McThin shit. So, I leave you with my fish sticks here. Bye. Tu vois, même de chien, ils ont une maison. Là. Y'a pas pour des SDF. Pas de maison. Pour leur pousser en... c'est pas quoi. Même des chiens ont des maisons. Là aussi. Lapins aussi, ils ont des maisons.